You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am currently joined, though, speaking of Twine, I'm joined with Thomas from Twine. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You've just had a time zone difference, so I'm sure the morning feels excruciating to you right now.
It's fresh, but I'm enjoying it.
That's good.
It's a nice morning. It's a good morning.
It is a good morning. That's what I kept telling people on air. You know, it's like, even if it's not a good morning, if you just manifest it, if you just pretend.
Oh, it's all, well, yeah, it's I don't know, my brain, it is a morning right now.
It's so a morning. Let's get straight into it. You've just released your much anticipated new album, Old New Horse. How has it felt having that out in the world? How's the reception been?
Yeah, it's been really, really cool. Been great. Very happy to have it out.
Nice.
I don't know. It's kind of a funny thing. It wasn't out, now it is. But reception's been lovely. We were sitting on it for ages, so it's just, honestly, just like a relief to have it out.
Yeah.
And just to, because we've been playing the songs for a long time, so just to have them out recorded is good. Keen to move on from it in not a bad way, but in a progressive, forward-thinking manner.
Nice. How would you? I mean, you just said it's finally out. You're keen to be forward. How do you see your musical progression from when you guys first formed to now?
It's been a lot of changes, I suppose. I feel like it's there's like been variations in the band, and the lineup sort of fluctuated and changed a bit. But I think, yeah, as it's gone on, sort of definitely I got more of a understanding of where we're at, what the Twine sound is. I think now it's just sort of refinement. I feel a lot more confident in sort of how we write and what we write.
How would you describe the Twine sound?
I used to say it's either really cooked alt country songs or just noise rock songs with a alt country edge.
Nice. That's a good descriptor. I feel like that, yeah, sets you apart in the world of descriptions.
Yeah.
So I've heard a lot about the, I guess, similarities between the Dunedin music scene and the Adelaide music scene, based on the good faith of two bands from Adelaide who came and told me that. How would you describe the Adelaide music scene?
It's good. It's I would say it's a lot better than it should be for a small, one of the smaller Australian cities.
Yeah.
Sort of like a culturally kind of plain, it's quite, it's a bit of like an old person city. It's kind of, they are the majority, but within that there's a surprisingly really strong art scene, and it's about quality, not quantity.
Nice.
That's what I would say about the Adelaide music scene.
I would also say that about the Dunedin music scene, so yeah, maybe they're right.
It's kind of the best way for it to be,
I yeah think. You guys have had some spotlights on Triple J Unearthed. Having a platform like that, that kind of raises up independent artists in Australia, is that something that you guys not rely on when you're coming up as a band, or is it something that you guys aim for?
It's, I don't know. I feel like the Triple J on Earth stuff's, it's great that Triple J on Earth exists. But when you're first sort of starting, I think when you first put out a song, it's helpful to put stuff up on there, but it's very much a for like a more mainstream audience or genres of music, they don't really do too much for alternative stuff. But there's really strong community radio throughout Australia, and that's kind of the main. For bands like Twine, I suppose, that's kind of the main. For us and a lot of our friends' bands, that's our main thing, I reckon. It's like FBI Radio, there's 3D in Adelaide, and Radio Adelaide in Adelaide, 2SER in Sydney.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all the real core stuff, I reckon.
Cool. And will this be your guys' first time in New Zealand as a band?
No, we actually came here last year, like pretty much the same time for Camp Aloham.
Oh, yeah.
We did a show in Auckland as well. It's our first time in like the South Island, which is exciting.
You guys are going back to back to back, though. I mean, it's what, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th?
Yeah,
up and down the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty intense tour ride. Are there any kind of things that you guys do to keep yourselves sane, not biting each other's heads off when you're doing that close of a journey?
I think you just got to keep it light, try and have fun. I don't know. We get along. Like coffee, good food, good eggs is always a good...
Right.
Good move. Good eggs.
Nice.
You find some good eggs, keep you going.
I was saying just before on the program that my favourite hangover cure, fried eggs, lots of chili flakes and cumin seeds, but like whole cumin seeds.
Mmm. Mmm. I was having a lot of like Lao Gan Ma, like chili crisp on eggs.
Nice, yeah.
Cooking the eggs in it. This makes a
gosh, you're upping your egg game is much better than my egg game. That's for sure.
I love, you know, good eggs.
Well, that's important. I feel like that's important. In New Zealand, we had an egg shortage. I don't know what it was like in Australia, but finally our shelves have fully stocked with eggs, so don't worry. When you come here, you're not going to be in short supply anymore.
Good eggs. It's good.
And I also told you that I am from Adelaide. There are a lot of small little, like, towns around Adelaide, especially in the Adelaide Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you say is your favourite and why?
I would say I really like Uraidla, up in the hills, and that's because it's got a great bakery and it's got a nice pub, and my friend's mom runs a cafe up there that's awesome, called Stall 1995, and very quaint, very cottagecore, very cute.
Nice.
It's my small town of the week.
Small part of the week. Small town reviews. Okay, so you will be here tomorrow. Crown Hotel, 6th. Tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. What can Dunedin audiences expect from a Twine show? Why should they buy tickets?
There's not many tickets left.
So you should buy tickets.
Exactly. So I hear. it's yeah, like it's pretty loud. It's pretty noisy, but it's good. It's dynamic. Yeah, it's. I guess they got to listen to the music, and if they like the music, that's what they'll get. It's pretty close. It's close to the recordings.
Nice. You're not faking it till you make it. You're giving the people what they've been advertised.
Exactly. Like voice breaks and all. Keep that stuff in. It's all part of it.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program. I'm excited to go to the show, and everybody out there in radio world, make sure that you get your tickets undertheradar.co.nz. It's sure to be a really great time.
It will, and there's not many tickets left. So,
get on quick. Don't miss out. Another lovely night in the Crown.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.